/senior focus.
Greetings, music lovers. Roger Bowie here from Radio 13 Music Collective, broadcasting through Planet FM 104.6 and streaming anytime from the Planet FM website and via the radio13.co.nz audio programs. We're up to 1989 on this part of our eclectic journey, and we're going to travel for 25 years, a song a year from my collection. But this time, there's a difference, two differences, actually. Here today, tomorrow, next week, it's the Sugar Cubes.
Sun, but with tired eyes.
The Sugar Cubes were from Iceland, and they were Bjork's first band before going solo. The song was Regina, and the album wasn't very successful. But we know that's not where the story ends. Here's where the story ends from the Sundays. Sundays were an English band who released three albums in the 90s. Reading, Writing and Arithmetic came out in 1990. Harriet Wheeler on vocals from Reading. Her parents were teachers, hence the album name is Reading, Writing and Arithmetic. And the song is Here's Where the Story Ends, which is also where it begins, because the first thing that's different about this show is that I'm including 2020 as the 25th year and celebrating a local band who also has a Harriet and a Yolanda. And they're called Na Noise, and that was them at the intro. And they've just released a gem of a retro 90s rock album, and we'll fit it all in. And that's not all. There's something else that's different. But this is Bad Dreams, which you might get if you're not counting backwards.
¶¶
That was Throwing Muses with Kristen Hirsch and Tanya Donnelly, both writing and singing. The Real Ramona was their fourth album and released just before Donnelly left to form Bally. Counting backwards is what I do when I can't sleep. It's a sure thing. Before that, we had Na Noise and Bad Dreams, and this is Sure Thing. Was the singer for Welsh band The Darling Buds. But Na Noise is waiting for you. Second album from the Breeders called Last Splash. Pixie Kim Deal and Sister Kelly, and the song is Cannonball. Who's the real deal, I wonder? Here's Elastica.
Anything's good enough. Who would have tossed it on someone is made.
From 1994, Elastica, first song Connection, and then Stutter. Justine Frischman and Justin Welsh left Suede to form Elastica. I bet Simon William Todd likes this. Next, please.
Thank you.
Echo Belly from 1995 with Sonia Aurora Madan on vocals. Shades of Blondie song was called Great Things. Now, so now you must be getting the other thing that's different about this show. Not only are we referencing the new 2020 album from Nah Noise, we're doing so exclusively with female singers. Makes me proud of my eclectic collection. 1.8 albums a week since 1970. It's hard to buy fractions.
Thank you.
Sneaker Pimps came from Hartlepool, the town which found a monkey on the beach and hung it for being a suspected French spy. Geopolitically astute were the Hartlepoolians. Anyway, Kelly Alley is the singer, and the song is from their debut album, Becoming X, and it was called Six Underground, and before that, Sunstone Air from Nanois, and here's Veruca Salt. Fronted Veruca Salt. Volcano Girls was the theme song to a teen comedy movie called Jawbreaker. And here's Hole.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be. A walking study. Oh, look at my face. My name is Mighty Fan. My name is Never Was. My name forgotten. Hey, so glad you could make it. Yeah, now you really made it. Hey, there's only us left now. When I wake up in my makeup, it's too early for that dress.
1998 celebrity skin from Hole. Courtney Love, the singer, she wanted to name her band Sweet Holy Crystal Powered by God. But the meth to her madness was curtailed to the hole she found herself in after Kurt died. Let's open the door to Nah Noise.
Wait. Spirit, Truth and reconciliation.
...1999, Skunk Anansi with the lead singer Skin from Post-Orgasmic Chill, and the song was On My Hotel TV. So good, we're going to sneak in another, don't be afraid.
Another useless fight. Sad and words ring true.
I've got the strangest feeling that I've seen all this before. It all looks so familiar as I'm walking to the door. And I've got the familiar, but I cannot quite be sure. It's a definite sensation that I've done all this before. And I'm feeling most peculiar still. I'm coming back for more. I'm sensation, all I had to do was ask. I won't give in to temptation, I will fight it to the last. Though the walls are quite unstable, still I'm sure this thing will pass. I will not admit confusion as I have done in the past. I must be blind. Now I know it all too well. It's true that I've been up here, and it's true that I once fell. I won't give in so easy, I will fight it to the last. I've been sucked into the game plan as I have done in the past. I must be lying.
Renee Brennan sang for Tadpole at the turn of the century, 2000. Tadpole were, at one time, almost an all-female band. That was from Butterfinger. The song was Blind. You can still hear Renee around town with her jazz band. Na Noise, Dance With Me.
to me, will you come on, listen well? All your benefits come leaning, boys. I don't dare release my voice. I've been sitting here for the longest time, reading all the warning and the danger sign. Oh, but I don't ever get to the prophecy, telling everybody how it's gonna be. Soon come the day this tinder box is gonna blow in your face, your face, your face. But I don't have the gift of the prophecy, telling everybody how it's gonna be. You go passing wrong for right and right from wrong. People only stand for them for just so long. Like a house on fire, spark an evil blaze, burn high. Well, I don't have the gift of the prophecy, telling everybody how it's gonna be. You go fast and wrong for right and right from wrong. People only stand for that for just so. Telling everybody how it's gonna be. There's a wildfire catching in the whip of the wind. We start a complication like there has never been. This house is on fire. This house is on.
Natalie Merchant fronted the 80s band 10,000 Maniacs before going solo in 93, and the song there was This House Is On Fire from her solo album in 2001 called Motherland. And now, rave on, it's...
Yeah.
Ivanettes were a Danish couple comprising Soon Rose Wagner, that's the man, and Sharon Fu. That was Do You Believe in Her? Or Do You Believe Her, sorry. And this is Attack of the Ghost Riders. For something a little different, but no less good. It's Fuck Me Pumps from Amy Winehouse. Woo! Benny sings Amy Winehouse.
When you walk in the bar and you're dressed like a star, rocking your F Me Pumps, and the man notice you with your Gucci back crew, can't tell who he's looking to, cause you're all looking. Everyone knows your name, and that's your whole claim to fame. Never miss a night, cause your dream in life is to be a footballer's wife. You don't like players, just what you say. What you really wouldn't mind a millionaire. You don't like ballers, they don't do nothing for you. You love a rich man 6'2", what taller? You're more than a fan, looking for a man. What you end up with one night stands. He could be your whole life if you got past one night, but that part never goes right. In the morning, you're vexed, he's on to the next, and you didn't even get no taste. Don't be too upset if they call you a skank, cause like the news, every day you get pressed. You don't like players, that's what you said. But you really wouldn't mind a millionaire. All them big ballers don't do nothing for you. What you love a rich man 6'2", what taller? You can't sit down right, cause your jeans are too tight, and you're lucky it's ladies' night. With your big empty purse, every weekend. breath cost more than hers. So you did Miami, cause you got there for free, but somehow you missed the plane. You did too much, met somebody, and spent the night getting caned. Without girls like you, there'd be no fun. We go to the club and not see anyone. Without girls like you, there's no nightlife. All those men just go home to their wives. Don't be mad at me, cause you're pushing 30, and your old tricks no longer work. You should've known from the jump that you always get dumb. So dust off your fuck me
again from Nah Noise, and here's Patti Smith, Stride of the Mind.
Yeah.
Alison Mosshart and Jamie Hintz are The Kills, formerly of London, but now living in Nashville. And that song was Love is a Deserter from No Wow. And before that, bugger it, she's postponed again, Patti Smith. She's not coming for my birthday next year. It was from her ninth album, Trampin', and the song was Stride of the Mind. and Olof Dreyer were Swedish siblings who recorded their electric pop under the moniker The Knife back in 2006. The song was Na Na Na. Before that, it was Na Na Noise and Swallowtail. And now, Suddenly I See. Telescope in her father's physics laboratory at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland, and suddenly she saw. But suddenly I can see the bird and the bee.
Your birthday, who knows your number?
Inara George is the bird, and Greg Kirsten is the bee. And the bird and bee are an indie pop outfit from a duo from LA. And the song was Birthday, and the album from 2008 is Ray Guns Are Not Just the Future. And here's Paramore. Vocalist Paramore is the band. Nashville is where they come from, and ignorance is their new best friend. And if not your best friend, then who? From Nah Noise.
Thank you.
Okay, we might be near the end, counting down when we let England shake, as PJ Harvey did in 2011. And speaking of shakes, hold on, Alabama also shakes. Sang for Alabama Shakes. They put out some great albums, a couple at least, and she's gone solo, at least for the time being. Okay, but that's it. Thanks for listening. 25 years of female vocalist rock, featuring Auckland's very own Nga Noise and their cracker little album just released. And from me, and probably from them, Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, Happy New Year, and good night.